Partly sunny, high 85.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Hello, and welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or rapidfirerealestate.com. And welcome, everybody, to this Wednesday afternoon.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, and I've got Carl in the house. Welcome, Carl.
Well, thank you very much for having me today.
Yes. And Carl is, it's Carl Parnell from Homeowners Financial Group. So welcome.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I hope everybody's having a pleasant day.
Yeah, and you guys are actually keeping your distance. Now, you can't see in radio here, but you can imagine. But Anita is on one side of the studio, Carl's on the other, and I'm in a different studio.
Yes.
But I can see you through the glass. Is that what it's going to come to here pretty soon?
I guess so.
We'll all be in separate plastic bubbles.
Social distancing. We're practicing what the administrator wants to do.
Of course, it's a very serious concern because there's a lot of unknowns, and that's the main reason this is all happening.
That's correct. We are following the rules because that's what we should all do, and to the best of our ability, and we're going with the flow. And we're going to talk a little bit about it because it does affect real estate and obviously the financial market, and we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, how does it affect us right now? And I would say that luckily, you know, it's probably just like the virus. It comes on slow.
Right. And it'll come up. But right now, like we were talking about before we started, for those that are really interested in moving, others are scared and standing still. So if you're opportunistic, rates are still good.
Oh my
money's
God, yes.
Lend, and there's houses out there to buy, so perhaps it might help you get that house you've been really dreaming for.
It really is. I mean,
some of these rates have been, because of the Fed on Sunday and whatever, the rates are probably going to be classically low here for the next little while.
And you know, they've been classically low. So what is fantastic about that is the fact that we're going to continue with that. And perhaps they'll go down a little bit lower. Who knows? We don't. But we have Carl in the house to talk to us today a little bit about that. So, Carl, your take?
Well, what we do see is a lot of people hear the Federal Reserve has lowered the discount rate. Now, as a banker, what that means is that if you go to Bank A and they're short on cash because they've lent it out to customers and people are coming in to get cash, they can go to another bank or to the Federal Reserve and borrow money, just cash, maybe one day, 2 days max, to fulfill requests that their customers have. There's only so much liquid cash going around, so they can borrow it and use it. Well, that's the discount, what you heard the Fed lower the rate, is what the banks charge each other or the Fed charges a bank to borrow money from.
Right. That wasn't the interest rate. I know a lot of people are going, oh my God, it's 0% interest. That was not...
So it's not exactly the interest rate, but it can affect it, though, right?
Well, it's not a direct correlation. What it really affects is your credit cards, your car loan.
Exactly.
Your home equity line of credit.
It really has something to do with real estate.
Not really.
Yeah.
What really you want to look at is the 10-year treasury, and then there's an entire secondary market, somewhat like the stock market, where they trade stocks. They also trade mortgage revenue bonds or mortgage bonds.
Wow.
That are traded just like a stock between different institutions and companies. And they set the rates. So they look at more at the 10-year treasury. So you've seen the 10-year treasury go under 1%. That's pulled rates down a little bit. But remember, the industry, there's only so many hours in the day to produce a loan. So if everyone's running like they're running into the store to buy toilet paper, there's only so many people you can work with in a given day. So what the industry has done is actually push the rates up ever so slightly to slow down the flow. So rates are going to be like this for a while. They're going to be very, very comfortable for us to get. So what we're trying to tell people, don't get greedy. You can get a 3 or 4, but don't try to get a 1 or a 2.
It's not going
to
happen.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what people hear when they hear the 1%. Okay, I could get 3 here. Now suddenly, am I getting 2?
Right.
No, it's not a direct correlation.
Although I did see online today, I did see actually a few minutes ago that a home equity line of credit, I looked at it Monday and I looked at it today, and it is visibly less.
And that's your short term, which is what the Fed uses the benchmark rate for, short term, under 5 years. So you're going to, if you want to get a car loan, this is a good time.
Right.
But if you want a home loan, it's still a great time, because remember, everyone's frozen in fear. So go after that home, go after that
rate.
You
know, and a lot of people forget, but you can refinance your car.
Yes.
You know, so those rates are low. It's a good, you know, I need to take a look at mine, because, you know, who looks at that? You know, at the end of the day, you know, you forget.
It's a lot like car insurance, one and done.
But you could lower your monthly payment.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, by a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so, then right now,
now we're about saving money right now.
Well, it's, a lot of people need to, and there's also the opportunity to refinance, because you and I know that properties have appreciated so much. There's trillions of dollars with a T out there in equity that people can utilize and try to refinance their homes. And if you can get a rate in the 3s to 4s, and you're paying, you know, 27% on your credit card, why wouldn't you refinance and lower that and get that credit card paid and reduce the amount of interest that you're paying?
Yes. And so I just want to reassure people. I know Rapid Fire Real Estate is going to be here each and every Wednesday from 5 to 6.
Awesome.
And, of course, we have Ed Dean in the morning.
Ed will be in.
Yes. And so we're still here at WBOB, and we're going to be here to give you your breaking news and talk to you about financial, and talk to you about real estate, and of course, Superman Ed Dean.
Oh yeah, how about that Superman?
I know, he's awesome. And so you definitely want to tune into his show to keep up to date with everything that's happening across the board here, and especially with the coronavirus and politics and all the good stuff. He's got a fantastic show first thing in the morning at, I think, 0600.
That's right. That's right. It starts at 0600 on AM 600 and an FM 101.1. So there you go.
I love it. So we're going to be here each and every Wednesday still, and giving you all the updates of real estate. And, you know, each week it might be a little bit different, because with everything going on with the coronavirus, you know, we don't know. So we're going to continue to be here and give you updating news on the real estate market. But right now, I could tell you that we are still out here working. We are extremely busy. And, you know, we're grateful for that, because I know it's not like that for a lot of people. And I was out with everybody, with a few, I shouldn't say everybody.
On St. Patty's Day?
I went out on St. Patrick's Day to contribute to our local businesses, and I was happy to see that there was quite a few people out celebrating.
St. Augustine was pretty full, but they closed everything, I think, at 5 o'clock though.
Oh, we didn't close here at 5, but
but I guess they did down there.
Yes, the restaurants were open, and so as long as it's a restaurant, I guess they can stay open. So they were open down in Atlantic Beach. And so we enjoyed the evening, and people were, you know, staying the distance apart from each other. And everybody was abiding by the rules as far as the restaurants, which was kind of nice. And everybody was being patient and good about it.
And people were in a good mood?
Yes. And they were very thankful that we were out, you know, giving them service.
Well, we still have a lot to be thankful for. This is all a little supernatural right now, that all the stuff that's, it's kind of surreal, but this will pass. This virus.
This shall pass, yes.
This virus will be controlled one way or the other, and let's hope it doesn't get too much worse before they find
That's
a way
correct.
To get rid
we
of it.
We want people to call in and ask your real estate questions. 904-831-0600.
And definitely, when you come back in, I just want to let you know I got some information. We've been here before, so we'll talk a little history if you want to as well.
We are. We have a giveaway, and we're going to get on it as soon as we get back here on Rapid Fire Real Estate. So we'll have a trivia question for everybody.
It's all coming up. Just a couple seconds. Hang on in.
Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. We're local, we are veteran owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. Your future is bright.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I am glad to be here on your Wednesday. And for those that are still in the workplace, for your commute home. And I've got Carl Parnell in the house from Homeowners Financial Group.
Hello, hello.
Yes, Carl is helping me out today as my co-host. And we're going to have some trivia for you here in a few minutes. It is going to, we're going to do a gift card giveaway. And
this one's going to be a tough one, folks. So put your thinking caps on.
This is going to be a tough one. But we have Jay on the line. Jay, how can we help you here on Rapid Fire Real Estate?
Hello. Thanks for having me on. I bought my first home in 2010. And I got a really great deal on it, and I've bought and sold about three different single-family homes to live in. I am military, so kind of buy and sell here and there.
Sure.
And so right now I can't really gauge on buying a new build, but usually when I buy a home, I check the history on I know each and every area is different, but I can look back in history and see what the price of that home was valued in 2012 And if it's roughly the same now, there hasn't been a lot of inflation in the price. I guess my question is what is the future outlook for home sales since they've gotten so high that I'm almost finding it difficult to find something that's a four-bedroom, two-bath, you know, single-family home in my price range, which is not extremely low. What is the outlook on the real estate market?
Well, we don't have a crystal ball, but I could tell you that the market is healthy. We do. It is tough right now to I'm not sure what your price point is, so it's hard for me to give you, I guess,
about 300 grand.
Yeah, so, you know, when about, I would say that from like 150 to about 300,000, it is hard to find property right now because that's where most of our buyers are looking. Okay, that's okay. Where that is the majority of our buyers right there. And so that area is a little bit hard to find property, only because we need people to put their homes on the market right now. We don't know why prior to Corona that people were kind of holding back a little bit. But my thing was that usually springtime, we see more homes starting to come on the market. And then, of course, this hit. So we're not sure how much more properties that we're going to continue to see come on the market. But I could tell you that yesterday, in looking at the numbers, we still were having quite a bit of new listings and quite a bit of new properties go into pending. So those amounts that were posted yesterday were normal numbers. So we haven't seen a decrease yet, and I'm hoping that we don't. So right now it seems to be where we're supposed to be. Yet now it's springtime, so we're gonna hope to see more homes come onto the market, to that way to fuel the people at the 150 to the 300 price point, because that is the toughest. You know, our first-time buyers that are doing the 150 to 250, it's really hard to find something for them. They're out there. They're just, you know, if it hits the market, it is normally gone.
Well, Jay, what is your resource of checking the price? You said you're not seeing a lot of appreciation. Are you looking at the tax assessed values on COJ.net?
So if it's a pre-owned home, I'm looking at, depending on how old it is, what it sold and listed for in the years prior. So, and areas are different as well. So if you're in the city of Jacksonville, it may be different than across the state line in Georgia. The price that goes on the market right now may be the actual price that was the same price in 2012 because of supply and demand. But that usually helps me in a situation like this where I don't know what the future is going to be price-wise, is if I look and within the last 8 years the price hasn't inflated astronomically, I know that I'm relatively safe in a purchase, even if, you know, the stock market crashes
I would question your resource. Are you working with someone like Anita that's a trained real estate agent that can do the research for you? Because we're seeing in the mortgage industry, we keep track of it as well, we're seeing in Jacksonville an average between 4% and 5% appreciation each year. So I'm not really sure how
that's
good
exactly
your resource
what it is. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm not sure how good your resource is.
So I guess I'm looking in the rural areas of Southeast Georgia. So it may be a little bit different just because some of the houses actually will sit on the market here for 200 days, which does not happen in Jacksonville. So,
true.
Because it's a rural area and it's just a different market. So I can't really speak to Jacksonville. I haven't really been looking as much down there. But I guess in my scenario, that's what I'm looking at. But
Carl, you nailed it. We have a 4% increase every year.
Okay.
So what we need to do is we can get you with Anita. She can take a look at what you're looking at and see if she can give you some guidance. Make sure that you're not missing opportunities, because right now we're seeing appreciation all over the country. And if you're looking at something that's not showing that, we need to really check your resources and get a professional, a licensed professional to talk to you.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm open to that. I try and do a little bit of the research on my own, but
and that's good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just looking on Realtor.com and looking at, okay, they sold
it. Yeah, your different resources.
But I'm not really getting any professional, advice, I guess.
It's always good to do your homework. And Jay, I'm always willing to help you out. So if you have any questions whatsoever, you can reach out to me. I'm easy to find here in Northeast Florida. And if you need anything in St. Mary's, Georgia, or that area, we also have one of our realtors that works in that area as well, Lee Harold. He's awesome. And so he's got a license in Georgia as well as in Florida, and works for me here and works for a different company there in St. Mary's. So okay, we got you covered.
Yeah. And thank you so much.
We appreciate you calling in. And Jay, if you need me, I'm easy to find here in Jacksonville. My personal cell phone number is 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. But too, Carl, I think a lot of people think that we've recovered from the recession when we really haven't.
It's still growing.
Still growing, and we're still in the recovery stage. And yet, Northeast Florida has prospered. It really has, and it's been on all the papers. I'm not the one that comes up with these, but, we finally beat Texas, Austin, Texas, to be specific. But the state of Texas was the number one destination to move to. And now Florida, the state of Florida, is the number one destination to move to. And Jacksonville, Florida. That's right. Jacksonville, Florida is the fourth city in all the U.S. to a destination wise to move to.
All right.
Yeah.
And you can't beat that. I mean, and that's because of jobs, and we have a lot of companies coming in, the growth, and a lot of it has to do with, the growth downtown. There's a lot of things happening there. There's a lot of things happening all the way around in Jacksonville.
Well, it's great to see, because I'm a native. My family has been here since the 1820s, and Jacksonville was the largest metropolitan city in the town when the state was founded in 1845. So it's great to see that it's actually come back, because remember, South Florida took all the headlines, the TV shows, and now Jacksonville is back on top, and so we're loving it.
Ask Siri what the largest city in Florida is, and of course it's Jacksonville, but because of our large city limits, but we're the fourth largest, just like the demand, we're the fourth largest metro in Florida.
Exactly.
Correct. And we're going to throw out a trivia question.
Cool.
Okay. And, of course, we are going to take the 10th caller.
Okay, caller number 10.
Caller number 10. And what is the question? Carl's our history buff here.
Oh, yes. Being a native, I know quite a bit about this area. But what we have is we have races in here. And you've heard car races, dog races. But what races did we used to have here in Jacksonville that is not a car, a dog, or a horse? That used to happen here in Jacksonville, Florida.
So that is the trivia question. Go ahead and repeat it real quick.
What kind of races did we have here that were not horse, dog, or automobiles here in Jacksonville?
Hmm.
They don't have them anymore, but they used to have them.
Do you want to give the year?
We're going back 100 years.
Wow. So it's within 100-year range.
Yes, sir.
Within 100-year range. So give us a call if you know the answer at 904-831-0600. And you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, so give us a call.
Yeah, you can have some hot coming up, too.
Of course.
All right. So we'll get in those calls already.
That's right. And we have a gift card to give away.
All right. We'll be back, and hopefully with a winner. That's right. All right. Yes. Right here.
AM 600, 101.1 FM.
WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump on Wednesday moved to invoke a federal law that allows the government to marshal the private sector to deal with the coronavirus epidemic as the economic damage mounted with word that Detroit's three automakers agreed to shut down all their factories to protect workers. On a day of head-spinning developments, stocks tumbled again on Wall Street. More borders slammed shut across Europe and North America, with the U.S. and Canada agreeing to close their shared boundary to all but essential travel. And the Trump administration pressed Congress to swiftly pass a potentially $1 trillion rescue package to prop up the economy and speed relief checks to Americans in a matter of weeks. On Wall Street, the Dow plunged 1,338 points, the NASDAQ dropping 345, the S&P 500 lower by 131. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good day, I'm Adam Boardman. No public school in Florida will be open until April 16th due to the coronavirus outbreak. Many of those schools will be switching to online learning by the middle of next week. Also beginning next week, all elective surgeries and even office visits at the Mayo Clinic have been postponed for 2 months. Apart from grocery stores, pretty much any business in Jacksonville now has a 50-person capacity. That from Mayor Lenny Curry yesterday. Also yesterday, Governor DeSantis ordered all bars and nightclubs in Florida to close for the next 30 days. This as the number of positive cases of coronavirus in Duval County reaches 10, and the statewide number is now over 200. Seven Floridians have died as a result. The COVID-19 outbreak held voter turnout for Florida's presidential primary election to under 30% in Duval County yesterday. On the Democratic side, Joe Biden soundly defeated Bernie Sanders. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
We're still seeing delays because of a crash on the West Beltway on I-295 southbound at the Buckman Bridge, blocking the right lane. Also, there's a broken-down vehicle in St. Johns County on I-95 southbound at the rest area when you enter into St. Johns County. And you're seeing congestion I-95 northbound approaching the Fuller-Warren Bridge. Partly cloudy tonight, expect a low 64. Thursday, mostly sunny, high 85.
The City Rescue Mission continues to serve our homeless and addicted population, even in these trying COVID-19 times. Unfortunately, the homeless population is in far greater danger of contracting and spreading the virus than the rest of the population. The City Rescue Mission is following every protocol and safety practice to protect their students and guests and continue to invite as many as possible to come shelter, heal, and overcome through their Life Builders program. Penny Keevit, the executive director of the City Rescue Mission, tells us,
"Look, if you have extra, and I know it's hard, if you have extra supplies of any kind, please bring them to us at 426 South McDuff Avenue. And folks, this is a tough time. Anytime that we can get some additional funding, that would be awesome."
Would you help when and where you can? The homeless are an especially fragile community at this time. Your help will make a difference. Learn more at crmjax.org.
The Ed Dean Extra is the podcast you can catch anytime right after the morning show, Roger, right here on WBOB. What do they have to do?
All you have to do is go to our website, WBOB.com, click Ed Dean Extra, and you can hear Ed and Roger anytime you want, even if it's not during the morning.
And by the way, we talk about issues that normally we missed and didn't talk about on the morning show.
And it's completely unfiltered, and sometimes you'll hear us say things we won't say on the air.
The podcast, Ed Dean Extra, just go to WBOB.com.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And welcome. We've got Alan. Let's repeat that trivia question one more time.
Just a race that we used to have here in Jacksonville that did not involve horses, cars, or dogs.
And Alan, if you have this right, you get a gift card.
Well, I'm going to take a stab at ostriches.
Yeah, all right. Oh, you got it. All right.
You got it.
So are you a native of Jacksonville?
I am, and I think I remember seeing that flipping through a history book.
Exactly. Oh, there you go.
Dixieland Park. If you ever look over the St. John's River from Main Street to the south side, where Friendship Fountain, that area it is, it used to be really our first large amusement park here in Jacksonville. It was built right after the Great Fire, and it was the first park in the Florida to be electrified, so you could actually look across the river and see all these bright lights while they were rebuilding downtown Jacksonville. So it's a great place to go. My grandparents used to go.
That's awesome. And so we have a $25 gift card, and it's to, you can go to like the Olive Garden, and it has other restaurants too that are local that you can go to. So just stay on the line, and my favorite person over there will get your information so I can mail you that gift card.
I'm your favorite person in this studio?
Yes, you are.
Hey, there's more than one person in here.
Oh,
right?
Because I'm in this studio. I'm the only one here. All right.
That's right. In that bubble, you're my favorite person.
Okay. Hang on, Alan. I'll talk to you in a second.
She's kicking me to the curb. Here we go.
Yes. That was great. Yeah. Every once in a while, somebody listens in class in a history book. That's awesome. Yeah. I like that. That's great. Congratulations to Alan. Because I thought that was a difficult question.
I thought so too, but I'm glad that he reads his history. There's a lot of fascinating things that have happened here in Jacksonville now and in previous years.
Yes, and so we're going to have like a Carl's little history section on this radio, Rapid Fire Real Estate, I think, each week, because it's fascinating to learn what's happened in the past here and to see where we're at now.
Well, it's just, the fascinating thing is about that Dixieland Park, there was not a bridge to get there. So you had to take a ferry from the end of Main Street across the St. John's River. The first actual bridge that crossed was a railroad bridge. So the railroad was more important than getting people across back in those days.
Yeah, I bet it was. I bet it was.
So it's a very interesting town. So if you study Jacksonville history, no other city has anything on us. We have quite a bit of history here.
Yeah, so, right now we have a lot of people that are staying home. You know, a lot of people are working from home. And so we have a little more free time than we're used to. And I always try to look at things positively. And, the last few shows, because it's springtime now and the weather is fantastic, we've been talking to our audience about how to spruce up your house, what to do, maybe paint that front door. This is really the time because, especially if you've got not super young kids, but you've got some kids at home, kids can be very helpful. And this is the time to maybe put them to work.
Yeah, there's a lot of parents. My grandchildren are at home learning, doing homeschooling. And the parents are having to find different ways to keep them interested. And that's one of them, working in the yard, sprucing up the house and so forth. So it's a great way to teach your kids some things other than what they would learn in school at home.
Yeah. You can plant some of the veggies that you've always wanted to plant in the backyard, things of that nature. And especially, who knows? we don't have that crystal ball, but, it's probably a great time to do the veggie garden in the back.
It is. And actually it works great for kids. My grandchildren did not always like their vegetables, but when they started seeing them grow and they can go in the backyard and cut them and bring them in the house and eat them, it's really made them very interested in vegetables.
That's a good point. That really is a good point. And so it's we've talked about it the last few weeks about getting your homes prepped for putting them on the market or just getting your home prepped for springtime. And so here we are with a little more time. I know that at my house, the things that I have on my list right now is I've got to get rid of the dollar weed. So, that product has been purchased.
Oh, great.
So,
okay. Have you spread it yet or you're
having someone do it? No, it's probably going to be done in the next day or two.
Okay.
And then I'm going to paint my front door and I'm going to go with an orange color.
So have you selected the orange? There's so many different oranges.
There are so many different. So I just got to look at it. I'm looking for something kind of soft and muted more than super bright.
Exactly.
So, that's going to be my project.
And have you decided if you're going to paint on the hinges or off the hinges? We talked about that once.
Yeah, we did talk about that. So. I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure. It just depends on my friend to see how much he's willing to participate.
Okay.
Or as he puts it, every time I have a project, it ends up being his. So
that happens. I live with one of those as well.
That's too funny. But it is a perfect time to engage the family activity.
Yes.
And so who knows? This may not be overall a complete. There might be a purpose in all of this.
Well, I laugh, and I think we're all turning into, if you remember Big Bang Theory, Sheldon, who was always super clean. I think we need to watch some reruns and pick up some tips from him, don't you think?
I love him. Oh, my God. I miss that show. That was
imagine everybody being OCD.
Yes, we're all going to be that way before it's over with.
Yes.
Apparently, but a lot cleaner.
Yeah, everyone's scrubbing and rubbing, so that's not a bad thing. But, again, it's springtime, so let's get those homes. We need homes on the market. So if you're even thinking about it, give me a call. Let us give you an analysis on your property, let you know what your property may be worth, and see if the fit is for you to put it on the market at this time. I'm not a pushy person. I just give you the facts. And
just the facts, ma'am.
Just the facts, yes.
Well, the Fed's predicting there's multiple trillions of dollars of equity sitting out there. So if you've got a home and you're sitting in a good position, mm-hmm. money is on sale. And I think one of the reasons I keep hearing is people do not move or put the house on sale is they got a good rate a few years ago and they're afraid to buy something else at a higher interest rate. Well, money's on sale again.
It is.
So consider that dream house that you were shooting for. Talk to Anita. Let me work on the numbers for you and see if it fits in your budget. Maybe you can move to that dream house you've been looking for.
And their property is most likely wealthier than it was when they bought it.
Exactly. It's one of the few things you can buy that's worth more than when you started if you took good care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now, what other programs do you guys have, Carl?
Oh, gosh. We're right now, my company's up to 267 different loan programs. So we have just about anything that would fit you. So we would look at your particular situation and try to help and guide you through. So again, like you, we're low pressure. We're here to help you and do a fiduciary responsibility and do what is right for you, not what's right for us. So we want to make sure that you're getting what you need. But we have first-time homebuyer programs. We love VA loans. We want to help out our veterans out there with loans. Right now, if you know, they've changed a lot of the rules, so there's no limits on a VA loan. And we even have a first-time homebuyer program for veterans and active duty that the governor is behind. So we got a good governor.
And a lot of people don't know that about VA. So I want you to talk a little more about that there's no limits.
Right. Well, there's limits on the number of loans you can have, but there's not a limit on the purchase price. So if you're looking at that large home, you can do million plus now on a VA loan, where just 6 months ago, you would have been limited to under 500,000. So right now you can get that 100% financing on a VA loan, regardless of the size or value of the home. So that is something you really want to check out right now. And also you can, if you're a disabled veteran, just 10% or more classified by VA, we're permitted to waive a lot of the fees that are on a VA loan. So just keep that in mind too. And if you already have a VA loan and you want to sell that house and buy another, you get one at a time, so you can sell the other and then roll into the next one as quick as the next day. So it's very, very easy to do a VA loan. And since we have so many veterans in the area, we do quite a bit of them here at Homeowners Financial. So we're very good at it.
And I think that's great. And speaking of veterans, my son is back from Afghanistan.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. We weren't sure when. They can never tell us when. And so I got the phone call from him.
Safe and sound?
Yes.
Wonderful.
He's back, and we're all happy. And
Mama's real happy, I bet you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very extremely happy. And of course, but he called me on FaceTime. It was great because he was there with his kids and everything.
Well, thank you for raising a kid that will step up and volunteer.
Yes.
Good job, Mom.
He is amazing. But welcome home. I absolutely love him and adore him. And I'm very proud of him, of course. But stay tuned. We've got more for you on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And we're going to talk real estate and what this market means right now. Yeah.
It means some good value.
It does.
Big
money.
It
does. So we got good news. So stay tuned.
Good news and hot, hot, hot listings all coming up right here on Rapid Fire Real Estate on Talk Radio WBOB. You can hear us on AM 600 all around the place or on FM 101.1. Or, of course, online too, WBOB.com.
Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. We at Future Home Loans were recently recognized as being among the top 100 brokers in the United States. We have hundreds of options so you can leave the shopping to us. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. Want to know more? Give me a call. Ryan Proffitt at 904-887-7926 or visit us at future.loans. That's future.loans. We're local with over 500 five-star reviews. We are veteran-owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953. Equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. That's future.loans. Your future is bright.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I am glad to be here with you this Wednesday and every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. And if people don't know a little bit about my past, we call it Rapid Fire because I was a cop for 25 years out in Southern California, retired from that career. Yes. Yeah. And so when I say just the facts,
and it's she was good, folks, she was good. She's got a reputation. She even associated with Duke Wayne.
Oh, Duke Wayne. I thought she was going to do with Clint Eastwood, you know, the 357. Are you lucky, punk? That kind of thing.
I'll take Clint Eastwood's son.
Dirty Harry, you wouldn't mind him.
All right. Yes. But after I retired from law enforcement, I got into real estate, and more so because my parents were always kind of, my dad was a contractor, and they did a little flipping, I think really before it was even popular. And so the plan was that my dad and I worked together, and I got into real estate. And
Fantastic.
It ended up being, I fell in love with it.
Now, did you start in Southern California?
I did. I'm still licensed in Southern California. So if anybody needs anything in what we call SoCal, we don't call it Cali. I think they do that up in Northern California.
I think we call it Left Coast over here, though. Right?
Yes. Very much so. But I am from the OC, Orange County, California. And, and of course, moved out here a little over 10 years ago and fell in love with Florida. This is definitely my home. And I still have, you know, my family, my mom's there and my sister and whatnot. My brother just moved back after being in New York for, I think, almost 30 years, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
New York and California?
Yes.
You need to get them to figure out about Florida, how wonderful it is here.
I know.
Less expensive in certain areas like Jacksonville.
Yes, but my mom's not getting any younger. And so
she doesn't like the idea of Florida getting older?
I think he wanted to go and just spend more time with her.
Oh, I see.
And stuff, yes. Which is great. We definitely appreciate that. And since I'm not there. And actually, my sister just moved. So she moved to Washington. So
have they visited? State or D.C.?
No, I'm sorry.
The state.
Oh, the state. Okay.
She did. She moved to the state and out in the middle of nowhere.
So have any of your relatives come by Jax yet? Are they?
My sister has.
Yes.
There's
a lot of nice places, especially when we're back open again soon.
Oh, yeah. We're still kind of open.
The malls just closed, you know, about an hour ago, and they aren't opening back up until March 29th, all the Simon Properties malls.
Well, this is going to be a good thing as long as they can stay open as UPS and FedEx. We thank them. Because
extra jobs there at Amazon.
Yes, because you know they're going to be doing a lot of deliveries, I think. And
I imagine so.
Yes, and of course we want to thank our first responders and our medical personnel.
They're on the front lines.
And our nurses.
And one good thing, there is one good thing about this, though. If people are at home and they're getting Amazon deliveries, maybe not good news for the porch pirates.
Good point. Hadn't thought about that.
Put them out of business. That'd be good.
That's true.
Well, they're supposed to be quarantined in their own homes, right? So we keep the pirates away from the porches.
Keep them off the porch.
That's correct. So here I am in Jacksonville, Florida, and I love selling real estate here. And the market is still healthy here. We're still doing well. We do need more listings across the board. We do need more listings. So if you're thinking about it, I am your person, and if you need a loan, then we have Carl Parnell who can help you with that.
Well, that's where we do it. She finds the house, I find the money, and we get you in your home.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So.
And it sounds like the rates are really excellent right now.
They are. Money is on sale. Oh, so, great. So come get some if you can.
Yeah. I might have to refinance.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. You just never know.
Let's talk more.
I know. It's a good time to refinance. And I know you guys are just inundated with refis right now.
It has been very busy, but it's a lucky thing because we were talking before, there's a lot of people out there that are not able to work. So we're very lucky that we can in our industry, and we can help those people that may need to refinance, get a little cash out to hold them over, might be doing something like that. And if you've got friends in the service industry, get some food to go. Help out some local people that are having to close to the public, but they can still serve food or have food delivered. So.
Yes.
Remember your local friends and restaurants here in Jacksonville.
Absolutely.
I haven't gone to the grocery store in quite some time now in the past few days.
Yeah, me neither.
Because I'm afraid to go because I'm not sure what's going to be left there.
I was there just 2 days ago. It wasn't too bad.
Well, that's
too bad. No, and of course, it's been a few days, but I know since I took a quick peek, but the Target over at Beach and Hodges was fully stocked, but that was a couple days ago. So, and then... I don't grocery shop. It's when I absolutely have to do it, that's when I go. And so I finally went the other day, and I normally go to Publix, but I thought, okay, everybody was saying how empty it was, so I went to Winn-Dixie,
yeah,
and I got plenty of stuff, so I was fine.
Yeah, it's a little bit of hype. I was talking to my brother today. He's in Washington, D.C., and he says it's crazy there. People are really, really scared. And I said, well, you're in the middle of the hype universe, so why don't you go to Virginia or Maryland, have lunch at a restaurant, and see the rest of the world. There's people actually walking the street. But he says it's crazy in D.C.
And, you know, what I tell my family is that we're kind of used to – we have a hurricane protocol here. So, right, you know, this is kind of like it with a little – a few things extra.
Maybe that's why everybody was going to get all this food. They thought there was a storm front coming through.
Exactly.
Well, the good thing is you'll have your hurricane kit ready for June 1st, because that's coming
up. That's right. Hopefully they've still got some bottled water.
I still have my bottled water from the last
there
hurricane.
There you go.
So. Well, I like the one of the posts I saw, you can make hand sanitizer out of 180 proof alcohol. So if you can't find the hand sanitizer, hit your local liquor store for 180 proof vodka and make yourself some.
Might be a little more expensive.
Yeah, but it'll get the job done, and you might have a little fun with it at the same time.
<That's right. laughs> Might be a little better than the regular stuff.
Yes, but we do have some properties for you.
You still have some hot.
We do.
Okay, we're coming down to the line, but the singers are here. Are you ready? Go.
Hot. Yes, we do have some hot properties for you today. And I still have a listing at 9360 Craven Road. That is unit 604. It is a two-bedroom, two-bathroom, 1,390 square feet. It's a condominium, but it looks like a townhouse. So it is two-story. It basically just needs fresh paint inside. The asking price is $119. And... I believe I have an offer coming in, but you never know.
Wonderful.
So we are still looking. In fact, I'm going to go buy that property here in a little bit. And I always like to check my properties out and stop by and make sure that everything looks good inside.
That's a good agent. You're watching out for your customer's property. That's a great thing.
Exactly. So I'm going to go and take a peek at it, make sure it is still stellar looking inside, because they've got to be in order to have them move, right,
exactly,
Carl?
That's right. And if you like low maintenance living, that's the way to go. A condo, but is it a two story?
it is a two story.
Oh, right. So it's more like a house. That's a great bargain for
almost like a townhome then.
Yeah, it is, and it's really cute actually. And the only thing I would probably do is just paint the interior, and it's got a beautiful kitchen in it, and it's a great location. Craven is right off of Bay Meadows. And it's close to just about everything. And so we need you. We need your properties to sell. So give me a call at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. And I am booked this week. I'm
wonderful.
Grateful for that.
Yeah.
And I will be out at Beach Walk tomorrow all day enjoying the sun and showing property to my clients that are here from Washington State.
Just another reason why to move to Florida.
I know. They are relocating here. I'm excited.
Yeah, we got a good stretch of weather. Of course, it wasn't too good for the Players' Championship when they had to cancel, and they had probably some of the best weather they've had in years.
That's true.
And they
true.
Weren't able to actually complete the tournament, but I guess the Masters is out. It's kind of wild, and let's hope by next week things might be a little better, but we'll have
we
to see.
We will keep our fingers crossed, but either way, we'll be here next Wednesday.
Look forward to it.